everybody. How you doing? Welcome back. This is episode 73 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. I am Chris, and I am in hopefully a deserted dirt road back here in the south of Washington, D.C. And my last episode was about the ruling class versus the people, you know, the elites versus the peasants, the people who want to boss you around versus you, people who just want to be free. And I think that, you know, the title was Liberty versus Authority. And I actually think that it's worse than that. I think that it's almost reality versus fantasy, because we are being ruled by people who don't really understand the real world. I mean, we've seen this with, you know, with the gender argument, you know, gender neutral people and non-binary, and how a man, even though he has a penis, doesn't mean he's really a man, and a woman with a vagina isn't necessarily a woman. I mean, it's ridiculous. But that's just, you know, that all that stuff, it doesn't even really matter. It doesn't really affect our lives too much. I'm talking about reality. I'm talking about the real resources that we all need to live. You know, we all need resources. We need food, water, shelter, clothes. We need energy. We need to be able to transport ourselves from point A to point B, you know, from our place of work to the hospital or our food, where we buy food, or, you know, we need heat. We need air conditioning. You know, we need real resources, and we are governed by people who don't understand that. They don't understand that, you know, one of the fundamental concepts of economics is that we live in a world of scarce resources. And economics is all about figuring out the best way to allocate those resources. And that's why I'm a big fan of the Austrian School of Economics, about how, you know, I'm a big fan of free markets. The free market is the best way to determine the best allocation of resources. You know, I've said this before about how the free market is a participatory system, and socialism is not participatory. You know, the free market is when we all we all participate. You know, every decision that you make and I make, every decision that companies make, that a store makes, that a producer makes, that a farmer makes, everything is part of the free market, and it transmits information into the free market and gives us all, it gives us information. It tells us if we're doing something right or if we're doing something wrong. I've said before about how you wouldn't build a car out of gold, right? Because nobody could afford to buy, very few people could afford to buy a gold car. Well, the same way you wouldn't buy a car out of lead, because lead is very heavy and you'd have to burn, you know, 10 gallons of gas to go 1 mile, and nobody would do that. That's stupid. So if you built a car out of gold or a car out of lead, nobody would buy it. And that would send you a signal that would give the car maker information that, hey, nobody wants this. And here's, you know, and they might figure out why. Obviously, anybody who isn't a complete moron would know why. But that's capitalism. That's the free market. It's a participatory system where billions and billions of people, every single human being on earth, gets to participate in the system. But communism, socialism, the system that the Democrats want, is the system where a small group of people at the top make all the decisions, and they tell you what to do. They'll tell you what to make a car out of. They'll tell you, you know, if the government comes along and orders car companies to make their cars out of lead, car companies have to make their cars out of lead. Because if they don't, you know, try breaking a law, try breaking a regulation. The government will send a SWAT team and they will kill you. They'll murder you. That's what they do. That's everything. You know, I did an episode about that, voluntarism versus violence. You know, that is what government backs everything up with. Violence, the threat of violence and murder. Throw you in a cage, and if you resist, they will murder you. You know, this is what, and now I've talked about ESG scores. You know, we're seeing that this is happening not with government. I mean, government obviously is behind it all, but now with ESG scores, these companies are shifting away from providing you, from doing their job. You know, their job is to, whatever, if you're a farmer, your job is to grow food and provide your customers with food. And, but if you're not really focused on that, if you're focused on if the people who have been, who are, their job, their business is to provide you with food, if they are now not primarily focused on providing you with food, instead they're primarily focused on environmentalism and social justice and fighting inequality and racism, and then guess what that means for you? Less food, or it means worse food or more expensive food. You know, this is really dangerous. This is the real resources. You know, we all need real resources in order to live. And we live in this, we are being governed by people who don't understand that. They think, they don't understand that we do live in a world of scarce resources. Look at the way they print money. You know, money is, you can print all the money you want, but that doesn't create more tomatoes or onions, or it doesn't generate any more energy. It doesn't make any more steel. It's just money being created. It's a fantasy, and obviously, when you create more money, more of this fake money, you devalue all the existing money, because that money is a representation of real resources in the real world, and that's why we have inflation, because when you create money, more, the money represents the real world, the real resources in the real world. And I did an episode on the truckers versus the ruling class, and how we're ruled by these people who don't, they're lawyers, they've got law degrees, you know, they go to college and they get these journalism degrees or just absolutely useless degrees. They don't know how to actually produce any real resources, and they look down on the people who produce the real resources, and they make more rules and regulations that make it harder for us to produce real resources. And so we are approaching a scarcity economy. We're seeing this now with gas prices. Gas prices are high, partly because of inflation, but partly because our government doesn't care that fossil fuels are the best way to generate electricity and to generate energy, to propel a car. The best way to do it, the most efficient way, the most reliable way, the most abundant way, the most consistent way, the most convenient way is with gas, gasoline. That's it, gas and diesel. Those are the best ways to power transportation. And government doesn't care. They don't care. They're, and it's the same thing with telling a car company to build their car out of lead. They're telling energy companies, don't generate energy this way. Generate energy with wind turbines and solar panels. But see, the Democrats are so dazzled. They're so dazzled by clean, green energy. They don't understand that all this stuff requires resources, real resources. Wind turbines are made of steel and aluminum and plastic, and they're built in factories, and they have to be, you have to build gigantic concrete footings, and you have to bolt them to the ground. You have to transport them out into the fields and erect them with cranes that are made of steel. and you have to run the electrical wires that are copper. You have to mine the earth. You have to dig in the earth and get the copper and process it and make the cables to transport that electricity. And you got to dig holes in the ground and run that cable, or you got to build big towers of steel and iron to run those cables. This is real resources. You know, the batteries in your electric cars have to be, they need resources. They need lead and lithium and cobalt, and they have to be dug in the ground and dug up and processed by big machines that run on diesel fuel. You know, this is reality. And if you deny reality, then you are transforming our world, our world economy, into something that isn't doing what economies have always done for thousands of years. You know, the economy's job is to find that best allocation of resources and further improve the standard of living of the average American, the average person, the average human being. But this economy, this we've taken this detour, this off-ramp, and we've changed the whole world. We are in the process of changing the whole world economy into a machine that doesn't really do what it used to do. And that is going to end up killing millions of human beings, because the economy is how we stay alive. This is how we live. This is how we stay alive. We need food, and we need gasoline and energy and the resource. We need real resources. You know, we're seeing this with the illegal immigrants and baby formula. Look, there's a baby formula shortage in America right now. And of course, the federal government is buying buying up baby formula and shipping it to the illegal immigrants that they've welcomed. You know, the Joe Biden and the Democrats have invited millions of illegal immigrants to come to America. But they never thought about, what are these people going to eat? Where are they going to sleep? How are they going to get their clothes? Where are they going to work? Do we have enough roads? Do we have enough hospitals? Do we have enough fire departments and fire trucks and ambulances and school buses? You know, do we have enough water? They don't care about any of that. They never thought about that, because Democrats don't care about reality and the real world and the real resources that are essential to the real world and to the very survival of humanity. They don't care. They never think about that stuff. You know, they just don't think about how we're going to. They're just so blinded by these vague ideas. Oh yeah, illegal immigrants. We need to help them and bring them in and welcome them and be nice. Otherwise, we don't want to be racists, and so we have to. But they're not thinking about the real resources. And so now you, the American people, the tax-paying Americans, you're competing against these illegal immigrants for a scarce resource. And that scarce resource right now is baby food. But that you're going to see the same. This is going to be a recurring problem, and it's going to be with everything. It's going to be with energy. Look at California. Look at the energy that the people of California need certain amounts of energy, but the government of California has constricted the supply of energy, the creation, the generation of energy, and so the people of California just have less energy. Sometimes there's just no energy. They're telling you to, you know, if you can shut all your lights off, don't use your AC, don't charge your electric car certain times of the day, or at all. You know, this is the world that we are going to live in if we don't stop these Democrats. You know, I think that, you know, I've talked about one other thing I wanted to talk about was healthcare. Healthcare was a Everybody talks about how, I know California now is saying that they want to have universal health care. Everybody wants universal health care. Hey, that'd be great if we had, if everybody had health care. I think that would be great. But wouldn't it be great if we could get that health care on the free market? If we just raise, just wave a magic wand and say, everybody's covered. Everybody's covered. Well, you can do that, but have you created any more doctors? Have you created any more hospitals? Any more nurses? Any more wheelchairs? Any more drugs? You haven't increased the supply of real resources. You just wrote a law that says everybody's covered now. Everybody's covered. You know, there's a public option now. Everybody's covered under the public option. Great, but you haven't done anything about the real resources that we need to survive. You know, and this is why this is so important. And these people are dangerous. That's why I say all the time, Democrats are dangerous. These people are communists. You know, they are leading us to it. They are demonizing the production, the productive class. Look at what they're doing with gasoline, the gas companies. The Democrats want to give Joe Biden the power to set gas prices. I told you this was going to happen. Price controls, that's what communists always do. They destroy the economy, prices skyrocket, so they say, well, we'll just order the prices not to be that high. Well, you can't do that. There's a reason why the prices are so high. And if you don't address that reason, then you're just living in fantasy land. And that's exactly where the Democrats live. They live in fantasy land. And they are going to just order the gas companies to lower prices, which is going to create even more shortages and make the problem worse. And then they're going to, believe me, if the Democrats aren't stopped, they're going to nationalize the oil and gas industry in America. They're going to nationalize everything because, you know, if things get bad enough, they will nationalize everything, and we will be the Soviet Union 2.0. I mean, that's where the Democrats are taking us. Soviet Union 2.0. That's where we're going. And if we don't stop these people, and if we don't realize that we have to understand this stuff, and we have to make these arguments, we have to make the Democrat voters understand the importance of this. This is about reality, about real resources versus this fantasy land that Democrats live in. And if we don't stop them, then they are going to transform this entire world economy into something that doesn't do what it's supposed to do and what it has always done. These companies are going to be, the businesses are going to be quasi-governmental entities doing what, they're not going to care about you. They're not going to care about your wants and needs. Oh, you want a car that will get you from point A to point B in 3 hours? Or, you know, they're not going to care about that. They're going to do what the government tells them to do. And they're going to do what the government orders them to do, regulates them to do. And they're going to be following the ESG rules. And your concerns, your wants, the consumer wants and needs are completely irrelevant to Democrats, to communists. That's the whole point of communism, is to erect, the whole point of socialism. You know, that they want to erect this ruling class who knows best to tell you what to do and to control everything. And they don't care what you think. Your opinions don't mean anything to them. And this is going to be extremely dangerous. We are looking at, I'm telling you, mass human death if we don't stop these people, because we are going to have shortages of everything. And our society is going to slowly crumble, maybe quickly crumble. And we're going to have the rule of law will be lost. I mean, we're already seeing violence. We're seeing crime out of control everywhere, especially where in Democrat-run cities, but pretty much everywhere. Crime is getting worse. Poverty is getting worse. Inflation is really hurting everybody. We're going to see gas shortages. We're going to see electricity shortages. We're going to see, we're already seeing, you know, baby food shortages. We're going to see food shortages. We're going to see shortages of everything. We've got microchip shortages. And this is not good. And we're going down in a ball of flames here unless we stop the Democrats. But we have to understand, we also have to stop any Republicans who are on board who don't understand this stuff. We have to be the MAGA movement, the America First movement, the Republican Party needs to be the people who understand that the world is a place of scarce resources, and we need to value the resources, the people who create those resources and produce the goods and services. We need to encourage more production, not discourage production. We need to understand what money, what real money is, not just print up more money. And we need to understand what the participatory, that the participatory free market is so much more superior than a central planning, top-down communism, socialism kind of a Democrat Party system where they tell us all what to do. So that's it. That's episode 73, and I hope you liked it. If you like it, give me you can go to Podbean, you can go to iTunes, Apple iTunes, give me some good ratings, and share it with everybody you want on social media. And I will see you soon. All right, bye bye.